This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettillier along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. One of the new members of the New Orleans Saints along the defensive line, Jonah Williams. Jonah, thanks so much for joining us here on Sports Talk, and welcome to New Orleans.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, no problem. Excited to be here.
Jonah, I got to ask you right off the bat, have you ever been to New Orleans or Louisiana before?
No, I was playing for the Rams in 2022 or three, and I played there one time. So besides that, everything's new to me.
Okay, I'm going to give you a little tip. You're going to have to push away from the plate every once in a while. Man, the food here is unbelievable. So I'm gonna crack it to you right off the bat.
Yeah, I mean, I did notice, like, right away, like, just how nice everyone was, and it is different. I mean, I'm living in Utah right now from Idaho, and you know, people are great there too. But it's just different down there. And I appreciate it. Me and my wife are stoked about it.
Your connection certainly with the Saints was Brandon Staley. You had him when you were with the Rams, and he was there as a defensive coordinator. And so that was a big part, certainly, of you signing on with the Saints. Correct?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, 2020. He was there as the DC. So he made a huge impact right away. I mean, that defense was, I think, in the top three or five or something in the league that first year that he was a DC. So I mean, he immediately got a head coach job after that, and then he left, and then other DCs came into the Rams, and they adopted the same defense because they had so much success there. So that's what I know. That's what I'm excited to be a part of again. I think it fits my strengths.
One of the things with you, you're known for your ability to stop the run. And this football team has really struggled in that category. So I'll ask you about that part. But you've played in this defense, and it's sort of a hybrid 3-4. It's not maybe the traditional 3-4 where that nose is always sitting in front of the center. It's sort of shaded back and forth a little bit. I'll get you to talk about those two things. About playing along that defensive line in that scheme and your ability to stop the run.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what I like about Staley is his philosophy is since the defensive linemen are at the point of attack on the front of the line, he wants to put them in a good position to win. You know, I see other defenses where they just kind of lock their defensive linemen and kind of adjust everyone behind them, but that allows the offensive line to kind of, you know, pattern recognize, be able to tee off more on the defensive lineman. So what I appreciate about Staley is the ability to front adjust to what's going to put us in a good position. So if we're in a good position, we're hitting our blocks right, everyone else's job gets easier. So I appreciate that philosophy of actually taking care of the defensive lineman, putting us in a good spot.
The traditional 3-4, as we look at it, though, it's a little different with Brandon, correct?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know a ton of philosophy behind that, but I just know, like, with him, you're going to see a lot of different presentations that are probably easier for us to learn, but can be confusing to an offense. So, I mean, that's, once again, changing it up all the time allows an offense to kind of be on their toes and allows us to, I mean, effectively hit blocks better. I mean, our blocks get softer if an offensive line doesn't know kind of where you're going to be and what you're going to play.
One of the things, too, is, man, I was a high school guy. I went to a couple of Pete Maravich camps and basketball camps.
Okay.
And I watched Pete play, and I'm like, man, what? I thought I knew how to play a little bit. Man, and it was just a little bit in compared to Pete Maravich. But you got to play on that Rams defensive line with Aaron Donald. And so I'll give you the floor here to talk about Aaron and what a unique athlete. He's maybe not the prototypical size, length, everything else, but you put that sucker on the field, he's going to kick your butt every time you line up against him. And, man, just a great competitor, super player out on the field.
Yeah, I mean, he's an incredible example, and I appreciate a lot of things that he taught me. And just, I mean, just the example alone of what like a genetic freak he is, but plus the working hard side of it. I mean, a lot of times you get one or the other in the league. You get guys that work hard, maybe not gifted, or guys that are talented and kind of coasted on that for, you know, throughout their whole life. I think Aaron was like one examples that I had where it's like, you know, incredibly twitchy, fast, you know, has all the tools. I mean, he doesn't have the height that, you know, old school coaches wanted, but I mean, he had the twitch, but he also had a work ethic that was like, I mean, no one came close to it. I mean, I tried to, that last year I was there when we were in the starting line there, we'd have lifts during the day, during camp, you know, and then he would go back in the weight room after camp and we would get another lift. And I mean, where the average team is lifting twice a week, he's lifting like multiple times a day, pretty much every day, just to keep his body where it needed to be on game day. And I think that shows with his record. I mean, he only missed one half of a season due to kind of a freak injury to his ankle, but due to someone else. But besides that, like, he just didn't suffer from the injuries that everyone else does. And there was one time when I was at the Rams where I saw him winning so much, like it, literally every play, run or pass, that they pulled him out of practice so that the offense could do what they had to do. So, you know, the head coach has to balance, you know, the wins and losses between offense and defense to maintain each confidence, right? So, I mean, when Aaron Donald's like blowing up every play, no matter if it's run or pass, I got to the point where he had to take the rest of practice off, which is, I've seen that once in my life, and it was man, pretty incredible.
Jonah, undrafted out of Weber State in 2020. We talked with Mike Silver from The Athletic recently about Brandon Staley and his candidacy for the DC job, which he ultimately got here. But, you know, Silver kind of mentioned the crazy job that Staley did that year, because it was such a strange offseason, as I'm sure you remember, you know, the COVID year, and how he's like basically teaching a defense over Zoom sometimes. But it ended up working out. You have the number one ranked scoring defense in the NFL. I just wanted to get your kind of recap of that season and how strange it was, but also kind of learning under Coach Staley's tutelage, which led you to that top-ranked defense in 2020.
Yeah, I mean, I had no perspective then. Like, I was undrafted free agent out of Weber State, you know, no OTAs, pretty naive to the whole thing. I mean, we showed up to camp. I was 20 pounds heavier than I was in college. I was expected to learn, like, inside defensive line. A 4-eye, 3-techs. I was a 5 in college. So, I mean, it was pretty much a blur, like just how hard everything is. I remember the first week of practice, I'm going against Andrew Whitworth, who I think turned 40 or 41 that year. He's bald, gray beard. I mean, he'd been playing professional football, I think, longer than I had been playing football. So, I mean, it was just like – just a blur. I mean, trying to get through all that and getting beat by him, but it, you know, forced me to get better. So I appreciate that. But Staley, I just remember how good of a leader he was able to, you know, install the new defense that they weren't used to at the time. And people picked up the defense quick and had a lot of success with it. So I remember it being, they were able to stop the run really well. Which opened up everything else. I mean, if you can stop the run, you have Aaron Donald and some other, like Leonard Floyd, he had some other rushers there, and get him into a third and long situation. You like the odds there. So I remember that being the way it worked that year.
One of the things, Joan, is have you got to meet and talk with Bo Davis, your new defensive line coach?
Yeah, just very briefly. Yeah. Yep. I mean, all I can say is excited to go to work with him, and I think we got some good things lined up for camp coming up. He's still at the OTAs here in a couple weeks.
Well, he's a great teacher. I'm going to tell you right off the bat. He's a technique guy, and he did play the position. So, you know, he's got a little
that
experience kind of talking about it. Last question for you. My cohort, Bobby Hebert, always talks about when he went from 9th to 10th grade, he had a 4-inch growth spurt height-wise.
Yeah.
And he went from like 140 pounds to 180 pounds. For you, it happened a little bit later, so that's maybe why you only got that one scholarship offer. So kind of tell the people listening here on WWL about your high school days, and it was a late growth spurt for you.
Yeah, I mean, I'd always been like a decently like large kid. Like I was playing tight end before, and my junior year, I was about 6 foot. 190, but just skinny. I wasn't playing a lot. I actually hadn't been playing a lot up to that point, up to my junior year. I probably due to that, I just wasn't putting it together on the field well enough. And after that junior season, man, I went from that 6'1" 190 to over 6'4", close to 250. Can't remember if I was quite 250, but at least over 240. So I got to play with that my senior year in high school, and obviously that was a night and day difference for me. I mean, I felt like I had a completely new body, was able just to do enough to get the one offer to Weber State. I mean, there was some other interest at the time from Boise State and Utah State, but it seems like too little too late there. I mean, they were just like, I had a good season, but we kind of already offered, you know, our guys, and, you know, we offer you walk on. So at the time I took the money, you know, at Weber State and did that. It was great. It was a perfect opportunity.
Jonah, before we let you run, I wanted to ask you about your time with Detroit in 2024. I know, you know, there's a lot of former Saints up in that organization between Dan Campbell, the head coach, Aaron Glenn, who was the DC, now the head coach over with the Jets, also like Alex Anzalone, just kind of off the top of my head. But have you talked to any of them about the Saints organization and ahead of your first year with the Black and Gold?
I haven't talked to them yet about it. I came so late into that organization, and they were, I mean, so focused on, you know, trying to make the Super Bowl run, right, at the time. And so for me going into there, it was like learn, adapt, quit, because, I mean, we need you now type of thing. So there wasn't a whole lot of – I mean, it's unfortunate, but there wasn't a whole lot of super tight bonds made there. It was more like figure this out because we need you now. I think that D-line had lost like 8 guys last year, which is, you know, crazy. So, I mean, I went from L.A. It was the Friday after Thanksgiving. Went to L.A. and ran over to Detroit, and I had to start that next game due to how many injuries they had. So, kind of did the ground running there. I mean, I probably talked to some of them after this whole thing settles, but I haven't talked to them yet.
Jonah, thanks so much for joining us here on the Big 870 WWL. Man, we wish you the best of luck.
Thank
and,
you.
Man, stay healthy because, you know, for a player, that's so important. Stay healthy and get yourself ready to roll.
Yes, sir. Hey, thank you.
Alrighty.
Good fun. Talk to you guys later.
All righty. Jonah Williams, one of the new members of the New Orleans Saints along the defensive line, certainly with the ties to Saints defensive coordinator Brandon Staley.